Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson of the Cowboy Wisdom. Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. And I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. And tonight we're going to talk about editing, publishing, and how to write a book and with Amy Legner. She is a very fine, astute, and a beautiful author. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Well, thank you. I love being on the show because I get so many compliments.
You deserve
it. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well.
Anyway, I have a little bit of a technology.
What's that?
I said we have a little bit of a technology problem, so I'm sorry if the computer isn't making this sound very good right now.
Oh, it's coming through my earphones really, really, really well.
Okay.
And Amy is the author of several books, The Angel Chronicles, Up Until Next Time, Telling It Lowry 13, and you also got a new book with Fire, and what's the name of that publishing company?
It's actually called Ring of Fire Publishers. And the book is called A Captivating Conundrum. And it's a romance novel that is present day and is a lot of fun and a lot of humor, and it'll be coming out in September.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So when do you feel the release date is?
It's probably early September, but I don't have the final release date as of yet.
And Amy's also with The Right Companion, where she does editing for books, writes articles, and ghostwriting, and also a book reviewer. So Amy is multi-talented, multifaceted, and very brilliant. And she edits my books. She can edit anybody's. Trust me.
Well, it's always good to have an adventure as an editor, you know. You have a lot of adventures as a writer, telling your stories and using your imagination, but being an editor is fun, too.
And that's very true. And how... You know, Amy, you was in the publishing world and been around it all your life, but you was in the publishing world for 20 years. What is some of the scare tactics and some of the kind of the unsavory things they do to authors without the authors being aware of it?
Well, I can't say I ever worked for an unsavory publisher, so I'm not really quite sure how to answer that one. Certainly the times have changed. I mean, let's be honest, it used to be books and the big three and Random House was the it thing, and it still is, of course, but everything has changed to ebook publishing, which has become the rage, and more people certainly are buying those Kindles and want books that they can get for $2.99 instead of paying $29.99 at a bookstore. So basically we're in this technological age where it's all about the computer and all about those Kindle readers. Which I have to say is nice, because having that is allowing a lot of brand new faces and brand new voices to come into the publishing world that haven't been able to get in up until now. So I really love the fact that those ebooks are doing so well. Unsavory-wise, I don't really have much for you on that. I always worked with a very upstanding bunch of people. So I have heard, of course, of publishers, especially in the self-publishing world, that like to charge thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and tell you that they'll publish your book, but you have to pay them something like $10,000 up front, which I find unbelievably ridiculous. But as far as the people I worked for, they were a good bunch of guys and gals.
And that's very true. And you also worked for Gray House Publishing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you was editor-in-chief there.
Yes, that was up in Connecticut. That was about a decade ago now. I worked for them for about 10 years. And I've been writing for, gosh, I don't know, about 20. And I was able to break through about 6 years ago with a historical romance. And then this YA book, Until Next Time, kind of took off. And which allowed everything else to be published and me to be able to branch out. And I have to say that The Right Companion, which is spelled W-R-I-T-E, in case anybody wants to know, has been able to open. I love helping new authors. I have to tell you that. There are so many out there who have so much to say and haven't been able to say it before. And, I mean, to be honest with you, it's just amazing. I met one recently called Kevin Swarbrick. And it's spelled S-W-A-R-B-R-I-C-K. And he's all the way in the U.K. And his very first novel, Louis Has Landed, The Early Days, I'm telling you, is a great concept. And it's amazing to see all of these new authors coming out and being able to hit the publishing world. So that's been the best thing, best change in the last couple of decades that I've seen.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question here, Amy. To me, to come forward in this, out of this, whatever we're in, it's going to take people to write books, their talents, more than the corporate America to come forth and expand the world.
Well, yes. I mean, the economy, let's face it, we don't want to get into some political discussion because I hate doing that. When you're talking about publishers, I mean, agents and publishers right now are sticking with big names. They need to make their money. They're having a hard time. You know, they're a little worried about branching out to people they've never heard of before, except for the YA industry, which that genre has gone crazy. First with Harry Potter and then with the introduction of all these vampires, they became the it thing. But you know, if you're an author without the last name of King or Kuntz or something like that, you're having a hard time. And corporate America really watching out for themselves because they have to right now. So they're not going to jump it at unknown names. So, again, that's where the e-books come in, and that's what's really helped most people.
And you also got a new book coming out November 1st. 2012, Gilded Wings. Tell
yes,
people
sir.
What the...
That's the second one in the Angel Chronicles trilogy. The first one was Until Next Time, and the fans and the people have just been so unbelievably amazing to me about that, and I'm just so, you know, humbled and grateful by them. And the second one is called Gilded Wings. It's coming out November 1st. Just in time for the holiday season. And all of the fans are writing to me and asking me how it's going to end up and who's going to end with whom and who's going to save whom. And all I can say is they'll all be quite surprised by the second book because there's all kinds of twists and turns in there that they weren't expecting.
Well, that's a good thing.
I hope so.
You know, that's the way life is, though. If you think it's a straight line, man, mine sure hasn't. I think mine's done 360s for about 20 years now.
Well, you know, there's a bad side to that because you get exhausted, but the upside is it's always fun. You
well,
know?
I got to admit, it's been fun, and this ride I'm on right now is really fun. It's the people that are, such as Amy, that are coming in my life that I wouldn't have met if I hadn't entered into this writing and coaching and all this other stuff. But Amy, you're also a ghostwriter, and a lot of people don't understand ghostwriting because they get afraid that the ghostwriter is going to steal the writings because of the situation and the kind of people, but really that never really happens, does it, Amy?
Well, actually, it's impossible to do that. Nowadays, really someone that you really if the writer and the editor or the writer and the ghostwriter doesn't have a clear view of it, it won't work out. But B, and secondly, the contract itself, no ghostwriter can steal somebody's work. That's impossible. The contract is up front. The writer retains everything. The ghostwriter does not. There are writers and ghostwriters out there who make deals, of course, where the ghostwriter is actually used and utilized and their name is put on the cover with the writer side by side. So it all depends on what you want as an author. But ghostwriting is very difficult. I mean, as an author, if I have an idea that I really, really want to put forth, but I need help, if I had to go to a ghostwriter, I want to make sure that that person can not only help me to get it done, but also has a clearer understanding of where I'm going. You know what I mean? You don't want a ghostwriter to change your idea.
And that's very true, because that's almost putting their words to it. Now, I'm on your rates page, and if you go to it, you're going to see service provided, service includes, rates. If you're looking for a proofreading or copy editing, $20 to $25 an hour is very, very cheap.
Like I said, I help new authors, so I don't want to be one of those people who sits back and says, I'm not going to help you unless you give me 10 grand. I think that is absolutely wrong.
And that's what I was really bringing out. So Amy isn't in it for the money. She's actually in it to open people's lives. And now I'm on your blog page, and I'm going up and down and across. No, but you can go to her blog page and see what she's done and all the things that are going on there. And that's the Amy you'll get to know, but she's also very personable if you choose to engage. But also, Amy, you write articles for businesses and other things too. So how would, if somebody is choosing to have
going out on me, so I only heard half of that.
I said they're also write articles for businesses and people. So if somebody was choosing to have you write an article, they can go to the Right Companion, or they can email you, but they can go right to the Right Companion onto the contact page and email you and do everything you need, right?
They certainly can. Like I said, I meet most of these people through various events, book signings, on Facebook, Twitter, various places, and they can certainly catch me through the Right Companion. The blog that you mentioned earlier, I write very personal blogs, so that and I love humor. I think it's a good thing to allow people to laugh, you know what I'm saying, especially in this type of world that we're living in now. So all of them are very personal stories and very real and very humorous. And you do. You want to make sure that the people out there reading you understand who you are, so that they don't get, you know, a false identity, so to speak, that you can get if you're just looking at a computer screen and not looking face-to-face at a person.
And that's very true. And it is the therightcompanion.com. THEWRITECOMPANION. And the email is Amy Lignor, LIGNOR @hotmail.com, if you choose to contact her and have your book expanded with her talents.
And now, it's the same on Facebook as well. They can reach me there as well.
And on Facebook. And also, Amy's writer on Twitter.
Oh, yes. The tag is @HelloWritersAmy. So they can reach me there as well.
And, you know, you can go to several newspapers that Amy writes for and see her articles also. And also, Amy, you know, when people are sitting down to write, how do you think they're afraid to put their words on paper because they'll be laughed at?
I don't think it's fear of putting it on paper. I think there are so many people out there who sit in front of their computer and write and tell a story, but unfortunately, they also tell that story and then put it in a bureau drawer or desk drawer, and they don't go any further with it. Now, if you want to write for fun, that's absolutely fine. So there are a lot of people who do want to write for fun and don't want to write in order to get into the publishing game. But if you really, really do have that desire and that dream to become a writer, there's no reason to be embarrassed, afraid, scared. nothing. I mean, really, think about it. Sit back and think about the books that are out there right now and the books that are making billions of dollars right now that perhaps were a little embarrassing at a point in time. I mean, you're talking right now about a world where 50 Shades of Grey is on top and various other books, which is a good book, don't get me wrong. But these are subjects that perhaps 20 years ago no one would have read. And nowadays, you know, it becomes a hit book, just like the, you know, the Bella and Edward vampires and everything else. I mean, these authors have found a way to take older subjects. You know, when you take Twilight, you're looking at a Romeo and Juliet based in present day. And it hooked people, it got people's attention, and there you go. So being embarrassed about something really is not necessary. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in your writing and you believe in what you're doing and you want to share it with the world, then do it.
You know, you're never embarrassed. You just have a fear of what you people you listen to say, and most of them don't really know what they're saying, so the best thing is just not to listen to them.
Oh, God, never do that. Never never listen to anybody. I have a very good support group, of course, with my family. But again, it's all up to you. If you believe in what you're saying, don't, you know, all of these experts, it's very nice that they're experts, but that doesn't change the fact that you can write and you want to put it out there. So never, ever, ever take those rejections, especially those form rejections that you get over the email. Never take them personally. Just keep right on going.
You know, you just used one of the words that I've taken out of my life, and that's the word expert, because an X is past, and what is pert? You're just perking up the past, and that's all you're doing.
Oh, there you go. That's a way to look at it.
Well, I mean, expert, that means it's X. I mean, well, and all they do, an expert does, is use yesterday.
That's true.
And see, if you let go of that word and use the word, I facilitate a new vision, what opens your mind?
That's very true, and a good book will do that too.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be an expert, to be perfectly honest with you. I love learning new things, and I love reading books. I love seeing new authors, and I love seeing new ideas and creativity out there. It's fun. If you're an expert and you're the absolute best at what you do, well, then you have nothing to learn.
You want to see experts? You want to see experts? Listen to sports talk radio and go listen to The Economist. That's an expert. They're using
it.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is the one that cracks me up most. You see these sports announcers or sports talk show hosts. Oh, that guy did this and that guy did that. But, you know, there's something they have to look. That guy that made that mistake, you would have made a bigger one because you wouldn't even be able to get on the field.
Exactly. It's very hard, and I think everybody should realize this, it's very hard to comment on a subject that you have not partaken of. So, you know, it's great to give your opinion, but calling yourself an expert when you haven't actually tried to do it yourself, I would think would be very hard. That would be just, even teachers still learn. You see what I'm saying? So anybody who wants to write a book and is writing a book and wants to tell a tale has something to say. So I don't believe anybody should be allowed to stop them from saying it.
You know, if you don't say it, you're going to go to the grave with all your wisdom and unwilling to see the new wisdom which you encompass.
There you go. And I don't want to go to the grave doing that.
No, I want to leave it all on this, because the next journey is just a new journey, and I want new wisdom.
There you go. I want to keep learning. That's why we have books, you know? That's why we have authors, so we can learn something new every day, whether you're into romance or adventure. You know, it's fun. It's fun to learn. So, whoever stops writing books, I think that would be the worst. Creativity or art or writing, if that went out the window.
And I agree with that very, very much, because if you're sitting there and you think you got it all figured out, how busy is your mind trying to pat yourself on the back saying, I got it all knowed up?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm, like I said, especially with this YA that just went crazy, I'm so humbled. I mean, to be humbled and grateful, and I mean, we had 17,000 downloads in a day, and I think I know about 5 people, so that was kind of amazing. And to be able to be in this industry, there's a lot of gratefulness that comes with that. Certainly, I'm sure we would all like the paycheck that you know, goes to J.K. Rowling for Harry Potter. I certainly would, but she's the one that deserves that. She's the one that created this amazing world and put it out there. And we were lucky enough to receive it. So the writer themselves, I mean, the humble and grateful and the thank yous, they really are true. They really are there, because without people reading it and without people really caring about what you have to say or getting involved with your characters, you know, it would feel sad. I mean, let's be honest, you would feel sad. So anytime a new author can come out and show their book to the world, just like this Mr. Swarbrick that I was talking about earlier, when you get that opportunity, it's just amazing. Just amazing. And I can speak from both sides of the fence, editing them and writing them. It's just an amazing experience.
And, you know, everybody thinks fiction is 100%, but there's also a lot of history or documentation about places around the world that are actually true, isn't there?
Oh, God, yes. I love history. I'm a nut. I'm one of those people who go on the UNESCO site all the time because I want to go everywhere from Stonehenge to, you know, Lowry series adventures based on all of these historical sites. So I just love it. I love learning about it and researching it. I mean, my mother was a career research librarian, so I guess I got that from her. But I love history. And the facts that you can find and actually put into your work of fiction and make a mystery or an adventure is just, it's just truly thrilling. It's like you're on your own journey. You're on your own path, and you just get so excited about it.
Well, and that's what we're here for. And, you know, something I'm really starting to understand, even though I do still work as an electrician, we're not sent here to work every day. We're sent here to play every day.
Well, I like to think of life that way. Of course, the bills come in and you have to pay them. That's unfortunately one of the realistic parts of life. But I think, you know, it would be hard to have both feet in the air, and it would be hard for me to have both feet on the ground. So I make sure I have one in each realm so that I can still be realistic and pay the bills, but I can also have a great time and keep learning and meeting new people. And, you know, you want to do at least both. If you can't have it all, you can at least have both.
Well, if you're enjoying what you're doing, you're having fun.
Oh, God, amen to that, yeah.
You know, if you're, you know, like when I'm writing my little newsletters and I read other people's stuff, that really excites me. And I really enjoy that. And that's not work to me. That's enjoyment.
Exactly. It's anything imaginative and creative, I just absolutely love. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking the people out there who love mathematics or physics. To them, that's their writing. That's their creativity. So they should, you know, have a ball with that. So no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, you should be able to at least enjoy what you love. If you can't do it full time, at least be able to include it in your life so you can have a, you know, a good time with it and have fun with it.
And that's very true. And Amy, when you're writing your books, how can you tell people how you have fun when you're writing your books?
Well, let's see. Every author has something different. Some authors have told me they have to have a TV in the background. Others tell me they can only write outside on their laptop. They can't be in a building. With me, I have a emerald green painted room. because I'm an absolute nut for British and Irish, and I love the color emerald green, and it's very relaxing. And I sit in there and I just lose myself. I pick a character and I go along with him and her, him or her, excuse me, and just, you're creating this whole life. It feels like that person is a part of you and they're talking to you and they want you to tell their story. So I just lose myself for a few hours. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Well, see, that's one thing about writing. You can take a trip and still be at home.
Exactly. You don't have to pay for any airfare or anything.
But how do you feel people have an inner challenge about taking that trip?
Well, I mean, like I said, life is difficult. We're living in a very hard situation right now. Employment, job loss, the economy. I mean, you pick an industry and, you know, or a subject, and we can talk about the negatives of it in about 3 seconds. And I'm not one of those people who have to constantly say, oh, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. I shudder to say I'm not the most positive person in the world. But when I'm sitting behind a computer and I am with somebody else, you know, I'm up with those angels and the Angel Chronicles, or I'm with Leia and Gareth in the New York Public Library as they start out on another adventure, something like that, or I'm riding the, you know, Red Rock landscape, Billy the Kid, for just that amount of time, I can forget all those negatives and literally have a good time and be lost in a world that is a beautiful thing to be in. But coming back to reality, of course, with your friends and your loved ones, and, you know, that's fun too. Even though there's a lot of pressure, especially when it comes to paying the bills, you still are surrounded by such an amazing network of people who love you and support you so much. And I wish everybody had that. I'll say that right now. I wouldn't have gotten half this far, or have probably, you know, may not have been a writer at all or even attempted it without the support group that I have. So I wish everybody had that.
And that's very true. But, you know, something I really am relishing right now, the only two times I'd really want to be alive is after the Civil War, to the riding to the West, and right now.
Oh, there's a ton of time periods I would have loved to lived in. If I had a time machine, I'm telling you, I would never be home. I want to be with the gods and goddesses up on the Acropolis, and I want to be in Egypt, you know, when they build all the tombs, and I want to, you know, work on the Sphinx, and I would love to go back to the 30s and the Gilded Age, you know, back when Mark Twain was there in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and be a part of that amazing time period. So there are a lot of time periods, I have to say, that I would love to be able to journey back to.
Oh, me, it'd be riding a horse across the West. That'd be just too good.
Well,
anyway. But Amy Legner with The Right Companion is my guest, and her website is The Right Companion. That's TheRightCompanion.com. And you can get a hold of Amy Legner at hotmail.com, Facebook, Twitter. But Amy, we're getting down to the last minute. And if somebody chose to have you edit their book, what would be one of the benefits that they'd get from you that they get from no one else?
Well, I don't want to speak for anybody else. I just want to say that the upside for me has been when I have met someone and edited their project, I still speak to them now. We're still close friends. We build a relationship, and I love that. I absolutely love that. I'm very personal. I know this is a business, absolutely. You have to be professional and you have to do the job right. But really meeting that person and becoming close to them and understanding their words and their imagination is just a real thrill for me. So I've been lucky because I've been able to stay friends with the people long after the book is done.
Well, see, that's a very important thing to me, that you really, you make friendships, so you really take it to heart. That's something. to really be aware of. Amy, I want to thank you and all the listeners for being here. And Amy, I'll talk to you in just a few minutes. And I want to thank everybody. Tuesday, I will be here with Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. We're going to be asking for donations for school supplies for kids that are having challenges in their families. Anyway, good night, and we'll see you next week.
Take care. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.